You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From Washington to Hollywood and right back to Wisconsin, it's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. Connecting the dots on the stories shaping our world with smart takes, sharp humor, and plenty of personality.
You know, I really expected more professional behavior from you.
It's news and culture without the noise.
Yeah, I'm on!
Here's Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach.
Dude!
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, folks. It is Friday here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach, and that can mean only one thing, because we only know one way to do Fridays. Isn't that right, Greg?
Oh, there's only one way to go, and it's the perfect way, and it involves relaxation, kicking back, and wouldn't you, what's the manner, Pete, that would be for today on Friday? What's the first word?
Cash, baby. Casual.
Whoa.
We're there.
Friday's here, and the week's in the rear view.
Yeah, it is.
Whether you're still on the clock or already mentally checked out, Pete and Greg are here for you. So kick back and grab something to snack on. It's Casual Friday with Pete and Greg.
That's like the third week in a row I forgot we had Casual Friday intro music.
Really? So I thought it was great. I thought it was perfect. Oh,
it's so awesome. Nice. I just forgot we had it. I was like, you know.
Next week, I'll wear a sticky note on my forehead, on my giant five head here, and just say, Casual Friday intro.
I'm going t-shirt over a long sleeve. I'm pretty casual. I'm as casual as I get.
Yeah.
I usually wear a shirt with a collar like you're rocking today, and Dom is in Madison, folks. Say hello to Dom over the stream, if you would, please. He's working hard, and he's recovering from a migraine.
Oh.
It is good to have... All three of us are healthy. I think that's the first time since we've been doing a Nightlight 2.0 that all three of us are officially in the lineup. Daniel Barry is welcoming us to the airwaves tonight with a what's up, guys. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you as well, Daniel. It is Casual Friday here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe coming to you live from Northeast Wisconsin. Greg Bach is coming to you live from Radio Park in Racine, and Dom Lee, as we used to call him, that didn't really stick like we thought it would.
Dom Lee.
Yeah.
He's the man of 1,000 nicknames now.
That's true.
Italian Stallion.
The Dominator.
Oh, yeah,
Italian Stallion. Jimmy John's poster boy. The list goes on and on.
Jimmy Caesar.
Jimmy Caesar.
That's my favorite one.
But we make up the Yotter Hay Triangle. It's a little triangle of personalities here on the airwaves tonight at Nightlight for those of you watching on the stream. We have a great show tonight. It is Casual Friday, and... Yeah. We have a great, I love this guy. Our guest tonight is, by all accounts, I've heard he's a really cool guy. I've never met him personally, but anyone whose name is Cash and it doesn't end in Patel, this guy is Cash Money Carl.
Yeah.
Love that name. He is a professional mini golfer.
Yes.
And stand-up comic. And that's a rare, you know, I think it's safe to say we've never had a guest like that on Nightlight.
No, I mean, honestly, this is the most, like, this is the, I'm like, tell me more about your life, sir, because I've only been to mini golf for fun. It's your job. So we'll talk more with him a little bit later, but that's really cool.
I can't even imagine playing mini golf as a profession.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I didn't realize is Cash uses a cart. Sorry, I had to get that out. You get it, guys, a cart?
Yep, okay. Got it.
Really?
Got
nothing?
It. Got it. Right? You didn't even get a rim shot from that one. Like, that was just... Dom was just like, what is it? Oh.
That's a funny joke. And you guys treated me like that was Greg's pizza tree joke or whatever it was.
Excuse me. Pizza Farm. My pizza failure farm, was Pizza Farm. Folks, if you've never listened to the show before, if I ever say the phrase Pizza Farm... That means a joke has bombed hard, because a long time ago, I thought I was coming up with something very funny, and I said it, and I'm not kidding you, like 4 solid seconds. Think of 4 solid seconds of silence.
That's an eternity.
Pizza Farm. Yeah. Pizza Farm.
That's a long time. If you're a comic and you say a joke and it's absolute silence for four seconds, that's an eternity.
Oh, I hope my jokes tonight are better.
So we've got Cash Money Carl coming up at 5:35. That will be fun. We'll find out what he's up to, where you can see him perform, where you can see him golf, if you will. And then second hour, Dom, tell us what's on tap.
This is going to be another edition of Binge or Cringe. There's no specific thing that we're doing. It's kind of wide open, open answers. It's not a quiz, just binge or cringe. And we're gonna keep going.
So there is no competition.
No competition for this week, but future weeks, stand by. There's a lot more competitions to be had.
A lot coming up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We had a good brainstorm back and forth today, and there's some good quizzes coming in the pipeline. But what we'll do tonight. Binge or Cringe, you guys are welcome to play along. Share your answers with us. As you know, the phone lines are always open here at Nightlight, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can reach us on the text on the app, and if you're watching the radio at YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter, you can drop us a stream comment about anything we're talking about over the course of the next 2 hours. We've got a fun question tonight, too, guys, that I'm excited to get to. But how were your days? Did you guys have a good Friday?
Oh, I had a great Friday.
Like as an Easter? No, it's not. That was like a couple months ago.
I like to recreate. I like every day is good Friday to me.
It's
like
it is a fine day, you know? It's a very just, you know, basic week, you know, and which is, again, fine. I'll take basic over like tumultuous and, you know, dramatic and bad. But, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to the weekend. It's going to be a long weekend. So, you know, this is like the casual beginning of a nice, nice few days off.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a best of show coming up on Monday. That's going to be fun.
Very
true. So we won't be here live, but we have some really fun highlights. I love a good highlight show from our interviews over the last few weeks. So definitely tune in for that on Monday. You will have a dose of Nightlight if you so desire. If you haven't eaten too many burgers or steaks or whatever it is, Dom, how was your day, buddy?
It was really good. Much better than yesterday. A little migraine at the beginning of the show yesterday, but not so far today. So it's been good. It's been great. It's been great. I'm very excited.
Here's my day to day. In Christmas City, USA, we have our share of elders up in this nape of the way, neck of the woods. And I this happened to me 2 days in a row now. I have all my routes through town. I take some shortcuts because we have a lot of slow drivers. And I'm not a speed demon. I don't really speed. I stopped when I was about 30 and I had like 2 tickets in a year and it cost me like $12,000. And I'm like, what am I doing? I don't need to do this anymore. So, but please go the speed limit. That's all I ask. Mm-hmm. So I've got the stereotypical person in front of me today who I can't even see. It looks like no one is driving the car, which means this person is barely, you know, 4 feet tall driving a car. It's either a little kid or it's a very old person. So I take one of my shortcuts and I go around and I get trapped behind another person who I can't see ahead in the car. That's within 3 minutes. And I'm taking my shortcut. And as I get to it, she stops. The other person whose head I couldn't see is going by. And this person turns. So now I've got 2 of them in front of me and I'm going extra slow. That was my day. And that is typically what happens to me here in Marinette. We have very slow drivers.
We have very fast drivers in Kenosha. Once you hit they're everywhere. They're not just in Kenosha County, but like there's one road I take home every time and people are like speed demons trying to go around each other. I'm just like, dude, we're like, it's a 45. We're all in one line here and you're going to hit many stoplights. I don't understand what you're trying to achieve at this point. I mean, you will get there. I promise you. I promise you. But the thing is I am now like, I screamed at a guy the other day. Like he couldn't hear me. He didn't know. I'd be like, but he was going in the opposite direction and he changed lanes. So he was coming directly at me go around. And I just screamed some expletives and I was like, oh boy, okay. I need to take a moment here because I'm now turning into the angry driver who follows the rules, which is sometimes can be just as bad because I'm sitting here in judgment of others. But it's like, dude, we're going to get there. I promise you. And you don't look cool for passing someone on the left. I guarantee you're trying to get to Target right now. That's where you're going.
Right. And that is my all time when you get the rev. Like when I get passed by a pickup truck, I'm going 75 and a 65. That's about my limit. But if I'm still going too slow for someone, they'll do the thing where they rev the pickup truck. And I'm like, I'm sorry that doesn't scare me.
Okay, do you know what I do, Pete? You know what I do? I take my foot off the gas. If they're behind me and they're on my tuchus.
Oh, tailgating, yeah.
Tailgating. Right. I will just simply bring the pressure off my foot on that gas and be like, because I was already speeding. Like, I'll admit it. Like, I usually do 5, 10 over on county highways. But if me doing 55 in a 45 isn't fast enough, well, let's see how 35 feels. Because
if you flash me your lights, forget it.
Yeah.
I'm going slow. But this guy like would pass me and rev it. And we get a lot of the people up here that have pickup trucks. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of pickup trucks up here because people make runs to the dump and they haul stuff. And I get that. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are like have the lights under the wheels. And it's decked out, and it's like it's like that old Saturday Night Live skit. You know, it's like you think you're going to get a better girl if you have a better pickup truck.
Or the ones that have like the further out rear view mirrors, or their dualies, or they're really high up. You're like,
totally,
dude. Let me look at the bed of that truck. You put kegs of beer and nothing else there. You don't need this.
And one I saw recently, there's a bumper sticker and it says, your girlfriend's favorite truck.
Oh my God.
Like, my girl wants to date that guy because of his truck.
Yeah, man. You want to see the bumper sticker I put in my car?
Oh my gosh. It cracks me up. It's fun.
My goodness gracious.
Hey, let's get to our nightly question of the night. This is a good one. It's graduation season, Greg. I don't know if you know that. Well, let's do the question and then we'll break it down a little bit. Yeah. Okay, Dom, if you will. What advice would you give this year's graduates, be they collegiate, high school, whatever? What advice do you have for our future workforce, our future, the next generation, if you will? What advice would you give graduates? That is tonight's question of the night. So, and this was kind of our senior producer Tucker's question, because he did some reading on this and found that people are scared of AI. Obviously, we don't know what the job market's going to be like. So,
and that kids plays are into not my liking advice. It. Yeah, their kids are not liking it either. So, a bunch of commencement speeches where people are talking about the importance of AI. They're getting booed.
Right.
Booed at commencement speeches. Oh, man. So,
I know.
Yeah. What would you tell people? And yeah, again, it could be high school, college, master's degree, not fourth, fifth grade. You're not graduating. You're just going
middle
to the
school.
Next class.
Middle school is not for everyone, guys. let us know what advice you would give. And we will read your text throughout the show. But join us here in the fun at Nightlight on a casual Friday. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
We've got, there's some cool stuff happening. There's some big movies. Greg, you got to be excited. There's a Star Wars movie opening this weekend, and you don't say that very often.
I know. It's the first Star Wars movie since 2019, The Mandalorian and Grogu is coming out. I'm going to see it. I want to see it in the theaters. I've seen every single Star Wars movie in the theaters with the exception, I think, of Solo. And it looks fun. The only downside, we were talking about this last night with Rob Thomas, is that the third season of The Mandalorian was not great. It was sort of a bummer. And then they were like, we're coming out with a movie. And everyone's like, okay. So... I'm tampering my expectations. I'm at like, I'm in a mid. Like if it's just fun, cool. But I'm not looking for anything mind-blowing or, like, oh my gosh, this is right up there with the Empire Strikes Back. Those are not my expectations.
It's fresh. 63%. Probably all the reviews are in. Well over 200. Audience, 88%. So I'm mildly encouraged. I'll check it out.
There you go.
We've got a lot to get to, folks. We're going to talk about a very special wedding that took place and that is... The reception is still going to take place. And then Beans. You are not going to want to miss this. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach on a casual Friday. We are coming right back. Hope you are too.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba, joined as always by Greg Bach, coming to you live from Racine. Do people say Racine there? Or I think it's Racine, but...
It is Racine, and people in Racine say Racine. And there was a long time when I lived here where I would say that is a present progressive verb, not the name of a city, and no one liked me anymore, so I stopped doing that. But yeah, I say Racine. Some people say Racine, and every time I just hear it, like it's like a hot needle in my ear.
Dom, you should consider moving to Racine because there are a lot of Italians in Racine.
Italians, okay, all right.
Do you hear that? Do people say that ever?
People say that all the time.
Italian. Really? What
does
do you prefer?
You?
I prefer
you?
Italians. Yeah. I
really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
no, I like the emphasis on the I. The emphasis on the I makes it that much
on
better.
On me?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. I always emphasize the second one. Like I always say Italian. That's how I say
the second I.
Italian. I didn't know if
Dom's keeping the focus on the I didn't know you were that self-centered, Dom. But
the more you know.
Okay. Public service announcement here on Casual Friday. Hey, Greg has a show tonight, folks. Those of you who are fans of stand-up comedy, Greg, yes. Where can people see you?
People can catch me at the Laughing Tap, the new and improved new location of the Laughing Tap on Jackson Street in Milwaukee tonight, 7:30, opening up for Chastity Washington, who I believe is one of the funniest comedian in Milwaukee, maybe one of the funniest comedians in the country. She opens for Roy Wood Jr. and many others. She's been on BET, HBO, and that show will be at 7:30 tonight. Tickets are still available, laughingtap.com. And then there are two more shows tomorrow, so you have three chances to check it out.
Wow.
I will be hosting, so I, when the show is done, I will literally be like piecing out the chair will be spinning as I run out of the room, and there'll be a Greg-sized plume of smoke.
Why? You don't like to stand and talk with the people?
No. After the show's done here, because I got to get to, because the show starts at 7:30 and we get off the air at 7. So I got to drive at a reasonable rate, but still get there on time.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah, not speed, the driving speed,
but the stand-up. And Chastity. She's so fun.
Chastity's fantastic. Yeah.
We'll have to have her back soon. She's a fun guest to have as well. Well, that's exciting. Hey, guys, there's a big wedding that apparently just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
In the Trump family, the first family, and there's going to be a big reception in the Bahamas, I think, this weekend. Yeah. Right. Have you read about this?
And I have.
Donald Trump, our president, says he it was bad timing. He didn't have time because of the war, so he's not sure if he could go to the But then he finds time to tweet about Stephen Colbert's last show.
And said, of course.
And again, more classless stuff, which is, you know, unfortunate.
He said, quote, "He'd like me to go. You know, this is not good for me," he explained to Radar Online. "I have a thing called Iran and other things. That one I can't win on. If I do attend, I get killed. If I don't attend, I get killed by the fake news, of course, I'm talking about." And we talked a little bit about this earlier, and I said, you know, honestly, when it comes to optics, you going to your son's wedding is actually a good look.
Yeah.
It's a very good look.
Because people already think he doesn't like his kids.
Yeah, which he doesn't.
I'm sure they have some hard feelings toward him, too. So you're right. Why wouldn't you go to this wedding? And he golfs during the war. All of a sudden, optics are important here? Crazy.
No. Well, let's check here. There's a great website called didgolftrump.com. Didtrumpgolf.com. It shows you every day he's golfed since he's taken office, and it brings out percentages of how much he has golfed. Let's see here. He has golfed 111 out of 488 days since returning to office. 22.7% of his presidency has been spent golfing, and that has cost the taxpayers $155.4 million. But he can't go to his kid's wedding.
Yeah.
But like you said, he can definitely tweet about Colbert's last show last night, you know,
at 2 in the morning. He's got that kind of time. So that's really unfortunate. And, and, you know, I don't think a lot of people like Don Jr. either, or his kids, because they're just like, whatever. No. They're who they are.
But also he shouldn't go to the reception. Why? It's on a private island. So, you know, Trump and private island, not a good idea. No, that's not a good look. Optics bad on that one.
You know what? There are so many jokes that present themselves when you just said that, but you have to, like, you really have to temper yourself.
Maybe he could reboot Private Island with this.
True. Start over.
Yeah, exactly.
Do a redo.
Exactly. There it works.
Speaking of islands and Trump and Epstein, never forget. Greg, you found a story that just cracks me up. And it's perfect in time for the Memorial Day weekend and cookouts.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, folks, we're going to be firing up the grills this weekend. We're going to be having some fun hanging out with family, eating some wonderful food. Well, Bush's Baked Beans, you know that commercial with the dog and the guy named Bush. They're coming out with a new limited edition dill pickle, apple pie, and rocket popsicle flavored Bush's baked beans. It is going to come out. It's being issued. Actually, it's out right now. So if you can find it, please buy it, try it, and let us know. But this is a limited edition. Again, dill pickle, apple pie, and rocket pop flavored Bush's baked beans. They call them the iconic summer flavors, which apart, each one of them, very good. Love a bomb pop, love some dill pickles. I love me some apple pie. But when my beans taste like them, I wouldn't call that iconic. I would say, is this a dare?
I have to, I'm just going to come out and say, I cannot wait to not try these. Yeah. None of these look good. And I don't have beans. Here's the problem, I think. Beans have plateaued. They're making what they make as a bean maker, as a canned bean mogul. This is what you're making. So they're brainstorming in the marketing room. We need something. Yeah. Dill pickle, run with it. Apple pie. These can't be good, Greg.
They're available exclusively on Walmart's website. Go figure. They're starting tomorrow. They're available. And it's I love this here. It says, building on more than 100 years of flavor obsession, Bush's is giving its secret family recipe a bold summer spin. I really think the guys just got into a conference room, maybe popped an edible and say, what do we do next, man? This is awesome.
We're tired of delicious bacon and beans. How can we mess this
right?
up?
Right?
All right, folks. We are coming right back with Cash Money Patel. That's not right. Money Carl will be there here. Very funny guy and a professional mini golfer. Radio history. That's never been done before. He's going to be here after the news. Come on back. It's Nightlife with Pete and Greg. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is Casual Friday, so thank you for casually joining me, Pete Schwabe, and Greg Bach, as we come to you live on the Civic Media Network on this beautiful... It's a little chilly here. Are you guys... Is the weather nice there?
It's 57 degrees and cloudy. I'll take it.
Brisk.
Okay.
Brisk.
A little too brisk, Dom. Are you with me there, or are you siding with Team Greg on this one?
I am with Team Pete on this one, because I have a little sweatshirt, and it's a little too brisk for my liking.
I feel like every show now, it's going to be like, Dom, where do you fall in the weather?
Yeah. I'm trying to divide
Make
us.
Make a choice, son.
Taking sides constantly.
Nightlight is polarized. Our question of the night, folks, is what advice would you give this year's graduates, be they high school, college, whatever? They're embarking on a new journey, a new chapter. This is graduation season. Tell us what you would tell this year's graduates, whether they be high school or college or eighth grade. Let's be honest.
I graduated.
Some people might
grade.
Forego. Yeah, me too. I was a solid C student. I don't like to brag. Yeah. So anyway, all right. We are going to kick things off here with our first and only guest of the evening on Casual Friday. He is a professional mini golfer. You heard that right. Who has reviewed over 100 mini golf courses and played over 500. He also does a little stand-up comedy on the side, which we'll talk to him about as well. It's our pleasure to welcome to Nightlight for the first time, Carl Barth, a.k.a. Cash Money Carl, one of the coolest names in stand-up.
Hey, guys. Thanks for
having
me.
How you doing, Carl?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. It's Friday, and we're loving that, and we love that you're here. We had you scheduled, and now you're back. Is everything okay? Hopefully everything worked out for you.
Yeah. It was with my wife. She got one of those viral infections that seems to be going around.
And, oh, dear.
Yeah. You know, she had a fever of 103 for a couple days, so I was like, yeah, we got to go.
Yeah,
it's so funny that made its round through all of us here. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. I know Tucker had it. I had it. So, well, I'm glad everything's okay. It's great to have you here. Yeah. I appreciate you taking time out from the, are you on the golf tour right now? Is there a mini golf tour you're taking time away from to be with us?
No. Okay. That's in a couple of weeks. So we're good.
Well, let's start there. I mean, Carl, you and I met some time ago and I didn't know this about you until you told me, but you are a sponsored professional mini golf player and a reviewer. I mean, just let's start there. Where does that start as far as like you saying, I like doing this, I want to parlay this into essentially a job?
Yeah, sure. So obviously I always loved mini golf as a kid. It's something that you can do as a kid as well as to over 100. So you can't play with Legos, but you can still play mini golf at 100, you know, right? After I graduated from school, I decided that I wanted to try to look back at some of the memories I had of this one course that I grew up with that was an indoor course called the Four Seasons, and it shut down in the early 2000s. And it was just this awesome, cool course that had some of the coolest hole designs that I had ever seen. And I couldn't find any pictures of it. So I decided I was going to start capturing mini golf. And I created this website called minigolfreviews.com. Then I found out that there was a mini golf league that was happening around in the Milwaukee area at the time. And I decided to join up in that. And then went through that whole season and tied for first place. So I was like, oh, I'm actually nice. Pretty wow. good at this. Wow. And then I decided, I should see if there's more tournaments, you know, like, is this kind of a thing that's all over? And turns out there was, and kept going to more tournaments and ended up placing and winning prize money. And I was like, this is pretty sweet. And I really wanted to like capture and create like this national archive of mini golf. So like the courses that you might remember as kids that are missing now that, you know, mm-hmm. they've gone out of business or whatever, changing through the years, capture that and document that so people can see that. And basically Mini Golf Reviews became this one a day mini golf hole. So you see a new mini golf hole every single day.
That is such a great gig. Like yeah. I didn't even yeah. know when I was growing up that that was an option, kind of like lactation consultant. But it sounds like, you know, I mean, honest to God, like that's the life. If you can, do you get sponsors for that kind of thing? And
yep, I've gone through several different sponsors throughout the years, whether it's like a golf ball sponsor, putter sponsor, scorecard sponsor, or just even people that, you know, think I'm an athlete. They want to sponsor me with sports stuff, which I guess I'm considered an athlete if I'm top of my class. That makes me like Giannis or like Yelich or something like that.
But do you have to stretch before you do your sport?
Only when I'm eating, yeah.
So I want to make something clear too. You said it and we moved on, but mm-hmm. you don't review mini golf courses like I went to this golf course, this is great. You review them hole by hole by, so it's like one specific, correct?
A little bit of both, right? Yeah. Okay. So right. I am doing an overall review of the course, but my whole thing is like I want people to see this, and mm-hmm. I want like I don't want to make anybody feel bad or out of business. Like sometimes condition is usually the one thing that I'll hit people on, because it's like if you can't play your course, then you're not going to have business. You are going to go out of business, right? But like I want to encourage people to go and visit, and I'll highlight, you know, this is the coolest hole at this course, or, you know, this was a design I've never seen before. It's worth checking it out. But honestly, I really just want people to go out and play mini golf and keep that to be a thriving business. Yeah.
That was going to be a follow-up too, because like, you know, we had a couple here who do supper clubs. And one of the things they told us was, we're not looking to dive bomb these restaurants. We're not looking to write like terrible reviews. We want to be positive. And that's what I was going to ask you. Not that you want to be like mean about it, but you know, you're trying to be positive and have fun and say, hey, this is good. Let's go. Let's have fun and go play some mini golf with your kids or grandkids. But I love that attitude towards mm-hmm. it.
I appreciate that. Yeah. And I mean, I don't want these businesses to shut down. So like, mm-hmm. You know, unless people are supporting them, you know, they're out of here. Cause that's kind of a thing though. That's, seems to be happening post COVID, right? Like a lot of businesses in general are struggling, especially small business. And usually mini golf courses are that. I mean, not that there aren't some that are millions and millions of dollars, which is insane to think about, but you know, if I can get people to check out a course that they didn't even know existed in their area, that's a big win for me.
Our guest is Carl Barth, a.k.a. Cash Money Carl. Got one of the coolest nicknames in, well, stand-up comedy or professional mini golf. He does both, folks, and he's joining us here over the stream. Everyone, it's funny because I was so excited to talk to you about this because everyone thinks, myself included, well, it's mini golf. I should crush this. But I never do well. Like, kids beat me. And I don't, it's really embarrassing because there's an elephant and a windmill, and it's... How do you get better at it? Like you said, you placed, and are you consistent with it? It seems like one of those things that might not sound that difficult, but it kind of is.
Yeah. I mean, it's like with big golf, as I call it, you know, you have to practice putting. I mean, they say, right, drive for show, putt for dough.
Yeah.
Putting is where it, you know, is where really you meet your maker on that. Like, for a miniature golf course, usually a par is like, or a total for a score that you could get for a hole is a six, right? Think about that in regular golf, big golf, right? You get six shots to get to the all the way across 300 yards or whatever, right? You're got to get six shots on like 20 feet. So it's like, yeah, it's definitely more challenging. And also the types of courses that you can play, right? So like a lot of people think of the windmill, like that's usually the number one obstacle people think about when they think of mini golf. But there's courses that have no obstacles whatsoever on them. And it's just the hills and the slopes, mm-hmm. and you just got to learn how to read a green. And there's different materials and all that all plays effect. So if you look in like Europe, they even have like there's no greens or anything. It's just concrete. And that's way more competitive than anything that we have in the States, really.
Oh, I just imagine a ball just rolling into the street every time.
I just have a quick follow up because you mentioned the windmill. I was on the road once back when I was doing stand-up working in St. Louis with my buddy Jimmy Pardo and Steve Hyatt. And we went mini golfing and we're playing a dollar a hole. And the windmill is really, it can hypnotize you. Like I remember Steve lining up his shot and he's trying to time it, but he got inside his own head. And the second he pulled the club back and hit it, we both knew it was going to hit one of the things. Mm-hmm. And he just threw his club and started swearing at mini golf. Right. It was gorgeous.
I think that's one thing that, as you were mentioning, like you said, even kids can beat you. That's the great thing about it. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
And anybody can be good and anybody can be bad and anybody can have a good day and anybody can have a bad day.
Well, I think you're always going to have a good day if you come with the attitude of like, let's have fun. The moment the moment you throw a club or get mad or swear, you're like, you've lost the narrative on I'll go for on putt putt. Because to me, like, what if you're meeting that man? I'm like, this is putt putt, not even mini glass. I'm going to make it cuter. This is putt putt.
Can I give you a fact about putt putt?
Please.
All right. So a lot of people don't know this, but putt putt is actually a franchise.
Oh.
So like they own like the right to that name. So if you say putt putt and you're not playing on a putt putt course, you got to watch out for those lawyers.
Oh, no, we're going to get sued.
Jeez. Oh, that's not good.
Dom, I can't believe you said that.
Oh, wait. First he's overspending on the drum rim shot, now this.
So, Carl, here's the thing is that, you know, you do this work, you go to mini golf carts and courses, and you play, you review, you were sponsored, you're paid, but you also were on TV for this as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your time on Holy Moly.
Yeah, so basically mini golf reviews started taking off, and you know they have scouts for everything, right? So you know, they're looking the country to find people that are mini golfers. They were looking for people that were actors. They were looking for just interesting people. And they were just looking for good looking people. So I met three of those criteria. And
you're
kind of
covering your moneymaker there with the shades, though.
Oh no! This is a trade secret. Wearing sunglasses on stage. A lot of people say with comedy you shouldn't wear sunglasses because they want to see your eyes. But I'm one of the only few people that can actually see the audience when the blinding lights are on me, so I can actually like call out things in the room.
Well done.
But yeah, for Holy Moly, they reached out to me. They're like, "We love what you're doing with your website. We want to have you on the show." At the time, I was also doing a mini golf fundraiser called Jack Putt, where you always putt for dough, and working with charities in the Milwaukee area. And they really liked that. That's actually where the money shirt came into play with this whole thing. And I actually got the name Cash Money Carl on the show. I went on the show as Mr. Mini Golf, which was my original alias for that. And some people in the stands were holding Cash Money Carl on their signs. And I was like, well, that's a pretty cool nickname. And you can't give yourself a cool nickname like that. You have to be earned, right? So I was like, oh, I'm going to stick with that. And then it was probably about 6 months later, I tried stand-up for the first time. I just thought that would be something cool to do. And that was my stage name. So, and I went with it and it stuck.
Do you do jokes about, we have about a minute before we have to do a break and then we'll have a few minutes with our guest, Cash Money Carl. Do you incorporate mini golf into your stand-up routine?
Yeah, I definitely have some stuff. I talk about my experience on Holy Moly, some funny things that happened behind the scenes there. Definitely some jokes about how to cash in those big checks at the bank, you know, from winning tournaments. That's a problem. But yeah, I have a bunch of stuff related with mini golf, money, food, everything, really. Yeah.
I would give you money if you drove an actual golf cart with just your putter around the mini golf course. Has anybody ever done
that? Sweet. Yeah. I don't think I'd like that too much. I would do it.
Cut me in. I want a taste. Yeah. All right. Cash Money Carl is here. He is a professional mini golfer, folks. You heard that right. And he reviews many golf courses too. Maybe we'll ask him when we come back after this short break. What are some of the best courses here in Wisconsin? We'll do that. We'll talk to him a little bit about his stand-up. That is all coming up after this extremely short break. I can't even tell you how short this break is going to be. Don't blink, folks. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete and Greg on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach. We are coming to you live on the Civic Media Network on a casual Friday here on our show that we do every night from 5 to 7. It is great to have you with us here on the Civic Media Network. Our guest at the moment is Cash Money Carl. He is a stand-up comic and a professional mini golfer who reviews miniature golf courses and seems to have a great time doing it. Carl, where would people go? Where are some of the best courses? I'm in northeast Wisconsin, north of Green Bay. Greg's in southeast Wisconsin. Dom's in Madison. Where do we go?
Sure. Well, first off, I'll have to say the best course that I've ever played ever was Holy Moly. So unfortunately, you guys can't go and play that because the set's been taken down. I think they took it down the day of, even competition wise. I would say for Wisconsin, I have like two favorite courses. One's in Door County. So that would be the Red Putter in Ephraim, Wisconsin. That one's just got your classic nostalgia and it's really Wisconsin themed. So that part really nice. I think that's definitely a good showcasing one. And they also host one of the largest tournaments in Wisconsin. So that's in August. You have to qualify for that. So you have to go and play and you have to get one under par for the course. That one's a great one. And that one's been around for forever. Probably another one of my favorites would be Swing Time Germantown in Germantown, Wisconsin. That one I actually worked at for a while because I loved the course so much. And was helping them with social media and managing and upkeep on the course and learning the behind the scenes kind of stuff of a mini golf course. So that was a great experience for me. The thing I really love about that course is it's not a cookie cutter course. It was completely designed by them individually, homemade. Like they put all the effort into it and it just adds a lot of character to the course. So a great story can be told playing through that course. So those would be my two top choices for Wisconsin. Nice. Now, everybody knows the Dells has a lot of miniature golf, but that's definitely a quantity over quality type of thing. Not that any of them are necessarily bad. It's just nothing that I would be like, I'm writing home about it. It's pretty standard, par for the course, right? Yeah.
Boom. Oh, look at that. Look at that. Well, on that note right there, Cash Money Carl is also a stand-up comedian. You were talking about that earlier, and you have a podcast with your friend Dean Berg called the Move the Mic Stand. Move the Mic Stand Comedy Podcast. Tell us about that real quick.
Yeah, so I've been doing stand-up for about 5.5 years. Maybe not always be the funniest guy in the room, but I'm definitely the one that people remember, and I have the best business card in the business. Yeah. You can find these bad boys all over the U.S. About 27 million in circulation. Let's go. All right.
It's like the wall drug bumper sticker. I love it.
Yeah. If there's anywhere that there's people that are funny, you'll find some cash money. I know that's how it goes. I've been doing stand-up for 5.5 years. Pretty much mostly Midwest. But now I'm starting to feel like I'm hitting my stride and getting more comfortable. So starting to branch out of the Midwest. Sorry, Midwest. I've been doing a podcast with my buddy, fellow comedian, and more of really a comedy mentor, Dean Berg. We're getting into our second year. We have over 100 hours of content, which is nothing on you guys, that's for sure. we're getting close to 100 episodes, so we're really excited about that. But basically, we just talk about what's ever on our mind, but also talk about our experiences with comedy, give some tips from our perspective. Not that we're experts or anything, but just, you know, from our experiences, that's the best we can do, right? Absolutely. And we do that weekly. So we have a lot of fun with that. And we bring on other local comedians and it's a really good time. I've been enjoying doing that. And we even basically set up our own studio in his little gazebo in the backyard. We took it over. So that's pretty cool. We call it the Three Seasons Studio.
He took over his own gazebo. I love it. Yeah, sounds risky. I want to tip my hat to you, Carl, because I love what you just said. most of the people that are trying to endear themselves to audiences in the Midwest trumpet the Midwest and how great we are. And you just said, I'm branching out. Sorry, Midwest. It's sort of like, so long, suckers. I'm going where they'll have me. And I want to say I appreciate that. You're taking the anti-Charlie Barron's approach, which is awesome. Yeah.
Well, the Midwest is too nice. I need to go get in front of people that will actually be like, I didn't like your joke, and here's why, instead of just like, oh, you're
New York City.
Yeah, New York City. Yeah, for sure. They won't even like it, even if they do think it's funny. So that's right.
You have a date coming up May 29th in Kaukauna, if your website is up to date. And by the way, tell us your website and then tell us about the date in Kaukauna.
Sure. Cashmoneycomedy.com. Cash is with a K, but everything else is spelled like it should be. I did pass eighth grade, graduated from eighth grade, I think, just like Greg. Nice. So that's cool. And the show,
you hear that, girls?
Is a new show that they're trying for the first time at the Vaudette Theater. Hmm. So Dean and I are actually kind of co-headlining that one with just some 20-minute sets. But then a couple other newer comics are giving it a shot. And then there's going to be an open mic afterwards. But
nice.
Awesome. It's a good experience just because it's going to be in a theater. So it's a different setting for what's kind of in the area for us. So yeah,
very cool.
I love the name of the podcast because, you know, I've been to 1,000 open mics and I've seen new comics get on stage and you're like, move the mic stand, move the mic stand, move the mic stand. You're standing behind a mic stand right now. It doesn't seem like a lot, but people are looking at the mic stand. Move the mic stand.
That's exactly it. That's the first rule we learned doing stand-up. So that's why we called it that. Yeah.
Yep.
We actually got kind of a push with that from one of our comedy mentors, Joe Stapleton, who worked with Bobby Lee. And Bobby Lee told him that. So kind of just passing it along. So
yeah,
from the great Bobby Lee all the way down to us, whatever we are. But yeah, yeah.
So cool. Great gimmick, dude. I love it. I love the miniature golf angle. I love the stand-up comedy. Check out cashmoneycomedy.com. You can find out where to see Carl, where to follow him on socials. And if you're in the Kaukauna area, check out his show there. It is coming up May 29th. And I think it's exciting. And a theater. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. What's the theater?
The Vaudette Theater.
Okay.
Nice.
Outstanding. Thanks for your time tonight, man. It was great getting to know you. And please come back.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. I'd love to.
Anytime. You got it. All right. Greg and I are going to take a binge or cringe quiz, a Dom quiz.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to dominate. We'll see if he does. And we're going to read your text when we come back. Our question of the night is, what would you tell this year's graduates? Scary time for people. Help them out. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba and Greg Bach on the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.